This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, this is Mark Breitenstein. I'm reading from eatingwell.com for this. Visit our local Kroger store here with an article entitled 10 Kroger Dupes That Are Better Than the Original. Americans have long associated generic brands with lesser quality. But thanks to a commitment to quality and aesthetic branding, this is changing. While Trader Joe's might be the most notable store to make store brands cool, it's not the only chain you should take pleasure in buying store brands at. One of my favorites is Kroger, Cincinnati-based national Kroger grocery store that's risen to become the country's largest supermarket operator by revenue. Depending on where you live, your Kroger stores may be called Ralph's, Fred Meyer, King Supers, Food for Less, Mariano's, Harris Teeter, Dillon's, Fry's, Pick and Save, Smith's, and more. And on the shelves of those stores are some extraordinary products that prove that so-called generic store brands may not be so generic after all. Here are our picks for Kroger brand dupes that are arguably better than the major brand originals. Top of the list, the reduced fat milk. If you think basic conventional dairy milk is just milk, you couldn't be more wrong. Sure, it tastes exactly like any other milk, but Kroger guarantees that it'll stay fresh for 10 days from the day you buy it. And from personal experience, they've been true to their word. I've had similarly priced milk from low-cost grocers go sour before the date printed on the jug, while Kroger's milk regularly stays fresh and creamy for my morning coffee for over a week past the sell-by date. Number two on the list, their natural sour cream. Staying in the dairy department, the Kroger brand natural sour cream is another item that shoppers go out of their way to buy. Tangy, rich, and full-bodied, it's extra creamy and more robust than some of their better-known competitors, for a typically a dollar less. Purple label is what you want to look for. The other colors have a lower fat content that lightens it up and makes it comparable instead of superior. And they have their private selection sliced wide pan bread. In the packaged bread department, their wide selection of wide pan breads offers whole and multigrain versions as well as unique varieties. For example, I'm obsessed with the dark seeded rye and light Jewish style rye breads spread with good butter or used for a pastrami and mustard sandwich. For those watching their sugar, the sugar wheat free whole wheat, surprisingly satisfying. Personally, though, I default to the richer textures of the 12-grain, multigrain, 7-grain, and flax breads. These actually have a better moisture level and elasticity than the ones made with refined and smooth flours. Best of all, they're usually on sale for about $3 a loaf. And if you add your address to your Kroger account, you will often get coupons in the mail for further savings. Next are their private selection French baguette. Big box supermarket bakeries can be hit or miss. Kroger's croissants have legions of fans, and their elevated cinnamon rolls are terribly tempting. But the one item from their bakery I've fallen in love with is their private selection baguette. Their fresh store baked baguettes in the brown paper sleeves are chewy, delectable, ever so slightly salty, and also tinged with butter in a way that brings southern biscuits to mind. Not exactly authentic, sure, but unquestionably delicious. Next on the list are the tater bites. If there's one thing we can get most of humanity agree on, it's that potatoes are fantastic in any of their versatile forms. Kroger's Tater Bites are by far the best iteration of this type of tater I've ever experienced. They cook up delightfully crisp and golden, whether you pop them in a toaster oven or air fry them, all without being greasy. The insides are beautiful, silky but firm, tiny flakes of shredded potato. But the best part of the seasoning, Kroger puts a healthy amount of dehydrated onion in the potato mixture, which gives each bite extra oomph. Next on the list is this minced, breaded onion rings. These onion rings are made with minced onions, rather than whole onions and breadcrumbs. That can be hard to find these days, as many makers go the whole ring, beer-battered gastropub route. I prefer minced onions for three reasons. More graceful eating, maximum onion flavor, and it gives school or fast food onion ring vibes. In terms of taste, these offer a sharper flavor and extra bite. And then there's the frozen beer-battered shrimp. Pet peeve of mine when it comes to frozen, breaded foods is when they are made with too much breading. With Kroger's beer-battered shrimp, I can count on never feeling that way again, which is more than can be said of many national brands. An ideal proportion of light and airy batter, in cases fairly large, completely shelled, tailless shrimp, providing a satisfying crunch without ever being soggy. These shrimp come out moist, sweet, and meaty in the air fryer, and I appreciate that the double-bagged packaging protects them from freezer burn. I love to eat these shrimp with one of the chopped salad kits I live off of. Next, we have the Private Selection frozen pizza. We've come a really long way from pizza squares and cardboard-like discs when it comes to frozen freezer aisle pizza. And Kroger's Private Selection line has boldly taken on unique, gourmet, and artisan flavors that even national restaurant chains may have a hard time competing with. Their thin, stone-fired crust bake up crisp and crackling, but offer just enough satisfying chew. Plus, the toppings are top-notch. Think ingredients like buffalo mozzarella, marinated vegetables, truffle oil, laced grilled mushrooms, French goat cheese, and more. My number one pick from this collection is the hot honey and feta, which also has pepperoni, but if your taste veers to something more classic, they offer plenty of cheese and tomato combos. Next on the list are the Simple Truth Organic Reduced Sugar and Sodium Tomato Ketchup. Like most American kids of my generation, I grew up with classic, iconic Heinz ketchup. But as an adult, I've been forced to consider my sugar and sodium intake. I was happy to see the brand branch out into variations like organic and no sugar added. But Kroger's Simple Truth brand nails all the criteria for less. Less salt, less sugar, less money. Stays truer to that compared to fancy gourmet brands that can cost considerably more, but has a slightly more pronounced real tomato paste taste, which is extra points in my book. Last on the list of Kroger dupes are their classic potato chips. Regular thin-cut potato chips may seem simple and similar on the surface, but any salty snacks lover can attest that minute differences actually make major ones. This bag is full of thin shards with a great salt-to-oil ratio, making them less heavy and more satisfying, while their other flavors don't pass the same kind of muster. I find sour cream and onion to be particularly disappointing. The simply salted ones in the yellow bag are a home run for any party or snack time, and they're about the half of price of their competitors. And that's the news on 10 dupes you can get at Kroger's. All right, I'm going to come over to an article entitled "The Best Time to Take Vitamin D for Maximum Absorption," according to health experts. When it comes to, this is written by Carla Walsh. When it comes to supplement aisle, multivitamins, omega-3s, and probiotics might score more shelf real estate. However, if that multi doesn't come with a dose of vitamin D, your doctor might recommend adding another pill to your routine. Roxana Azani, MSRD, Miami-based board-certified sports dietitian, explains that vitamin D is one of four fat-soluble vitamins. A, E, and K are the others. It's also a hormone our body creates after being exposed to the sun, playing many important roles in our body, adds Azani. These include supporting your immune system, muscle, and nerve function, your body's ability to absorb calcium, and more. Even though vitamin D is critical for overall health, research suggests that an estimated 25% of Americans are deficient in it. This could be because there are few food sources of vitamin D. And many people don't see sunshine during winter, live in regions with limited sunlight, and/or keep their skin covered while al fresco. The average adult's recommended daily value of vitamin D is 20 micrograms. That's 800 IU on international units. For reference, one egg and a 3-ounce can of tuna each have about 1 microgram. 3 ounces of sockeye salmon deliver around 12 micrograms. 3 ounces of trout offers around 14 micrograms. Unless you're taking a spoonful of cod liver oil, 34 micromilligrams, or eating salmon or trout daily, it can be challenging to meet that mark only through food source, since most food sources of vitamin D offer small amounts. In the U.S., people get most of their dietary vitamin D from fortified milk, which contains 100 to 150 international units per 8-ounce serving. But you'd need to drink a quart or more of milk daily to reach the DV. And milk consumption has been declining in recent years, a factor that some experts cite when discussing increased vitamin D deficiency. That's why many people take a vitamin D supplement. However, you want to make sure not only that you're taking the right amount, but also that your body is absorbing it properly. Read along to learn when to take your vitamin D supplement, what factors you should consider. First is health. Several conditions can influence an individual's vitamin D levels or needs. These include osteoporosis or osteopenia, depression, kidney or liver disease, and having a family history of neurological conditions, to name a few. According to David Davidson, MD, cardiologist with Endeavor Health Medical Group in Greater Chicago, it's especially important for people with absorption issues, like inflammatory bowel disease or post-gastric bypass surgery, to work with their doctors to view their dose and receive personalized guidance about when to take vitamin D. Body size can also alter absorbency and dosing. So be sure to ask your doctor for an individual recommendation before you set off to shop for supplements and start taking vitamin D. It's also individual preferences to be considered. Regardless of why you're including a vitamin D supplement in your regimen, it's important to consider when you can remember to take it. It might sound obvious, but it's difficult to reap all the health benefits of vitamin D if you forget to take it most of the time. Many people do well by habit stacking or pairing the routine of taking vitamin D with something else they do daily on autopilot. Keep this in mind as you consider when to take your supplements. Asani shows how to put this into practice. If you always brush your teeth in the morning after breakfast, for instance, can you place your vitamin D supplements next to your toothbrush to remind you to take it each day? Next to consider are your dietary habits. Since vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, it's wise to pair it with a meal that includes high-fat foods such as avocado, nuts, seeds, full-fat dairy, and fatty seafood to maintain absorption. Then there's the question of the types of vitamin D. There are two types, D2 and D3. UV-grown plants, fungi, and fortified foods deliver D2. While you get D3 from sunlight and animal-based ingredients. While both are important and beneficial, vitamin D3 is more bioavailable than vitamin D2. This means that your body uses vitamin D more efficiently, so you might need a higher dose of vitamin D to achieve the same effects as you might with a supplement that includes just D3. Before starting any new supplement regimen, talk to your healthcare provider about the best form of vitamin D for you. If you're already taking a vitamin D supplement, confirm with them that you're taking the right form. So morning versus evening. We'll cut to the chase. According to the current scientific consensus, Azani and Davidson agree. It doesn't matter what time of the day you take your vitamin D supplement. Many people find it handy to take supplements in the morning before the day sweeps them away. Others like to store them in a drawer near the kitchen cleaning supplies to pop after tidying up after dinner. Shouldn't make a substantial difference in absorption rates whether you swing to one side or the other, although it's easiest to remember if you pick one time and stick with it. How about with or without meals? The timing of when to take the vitamin D supplement shouldn't matter, but it should be taken with food, Davidson confirms, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin. Food, especially healthy fats, will help with the absorption of vitamin D. For example, if you tend to have almond butter toast each morning, consider taking it with that meal, as almond butter contains healthy fats, as Ani advises. Or if you'd like to serve dinner with a side salad topped with a handful of nuts and drizzled with vinaigrette, take your vitamin D before you sit down to dig in. It may be impractical for you to take it with meals if you eat a majority of your meals away from home and can't realistically carry the vitamin D supplement with you everywhere you go, as Ani acknowledges. So if that's not a realistic proposition, tell your doctor about your schedule and when you think it might better fit, and ask for their runner-up recommendation. Is there a best time? As with any new medication or supplement, it's important to check with your health care provider to determine the best time for you. It's a general rule, though, the best time is what works best for you, as Ani says. Ideally, you'll take your vitamin D supplement with a meal or snack that includes a source of fat. But if that strategy feels challenging to stick with, or if you notice any nausea, constipation, noticeable appetite shifts, or other adverse symptoms after taking your supplement at the time of day, be sure to chat with your doctor. The bottom line is, the best time to take a vitamin D supplement is when it fits well into your day and when you can remember to take it. Choosing a vitamin D supplement, consider opting for vitamin 3 over vitamin 2, or D3. 2. Consider opting for vitamin D3 over D2, so your body can use it more efficiently. Additionally, Zani and Davidson confirmed that, ideally, you should take your vitamin D supplement with a meal that contains fat to help with absorption. For instance, if you like to take vitamin D first thing in the morning, well, before you typically eat breakfast, or prefer to pop your supplements just before bed, think about doing so with a handful of nuts or a spoonful of nut butter, Zani says. That way, you'll enjoy two wellness wins in one. Better vitamin D absorption and all the legit health benefits of nuts. How about a veggie-packed dinners in two steps or less, including a weekly shopping plan and list? Here's our column, The Prep, has everything you'll need to make meal planning and meal prep as easy as can be. We know that healthy meals are important, but figuring out what to make for dinner each day can be challenging. Don't worry. Eating well's got you covered. Healthy dinners couldn't be easier when you whip up these delicious recipes that are made in two simple steps or less. And even better, they feature tons of vegetables to support your health. Vegetables are packed with vitamins, antioxidants, and minerals that help protect you against chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease. So the more veggies you eat into your meals, the more benefits you'll reap. Let's get cooking. I'm going to read you the week's recipe or the list, and you can check this on eatingwell.com if you want. Here's your weekly plan. Sunday, smoky shrimp, corn and pea, one-pot pasta. Monday, vegetarian chopped power salad with creamy cilantro dressing. Tuesday, whole grain spaghetti with Italian turkey sausage, arugula, and balsamic tomato sauce. Wednesday, steak, pepper and sugar snap stir fry. Thursday, herby fish with wilted greens and mushrooms. Friday, skillet lemon chicken with spinach. So that's the list for the week. I'm going to start with a smoky shrimp, corn and pea, one pot pasta. It says, make your sauce and pasta all at once with this fast weeknight pasta dinner recipe. By using the exact amounts of water you need to cook the pasta, no colanders here, the starch that cooks off into your pasta water, which you usually drain away, stays in the pot, giving you delectably creamy results. So this takes 35 minutes, 40 total, 5 minutes of additional time. Calls for 8 ounces whole wheat pasta shells, large elbow noodles or large rigatoni noodles, 1 pound of unpeeled raw deveined shrimp, that's 21 to 25 count, 4 cups of spinach, 1 cup of corn kernels, 1 cup of peas, fresh or frozen, thawed, 1 medium onion, chopped, 4 cloves of garlic, thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 1¾ teaspoons of smoked paprika, 1/4 teaspoon of saffron, 3/4 teaspoons of salt, 4 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley for garnish. Your directions. Combine pasta, shrimp, spinach, corn, peas, onion, garlic, tomato paste, paprika, saffron, and salt in a large pot. Stir in water. Bring to a boil over high heat. Boil, stirring frequently, till the pasta is cooked and the water has almost evaporated, 10 to 12 minutes. Remove from the heat and let stand, stirring occasionally for 5 minutes. Serve sprinkled with parsley, if using. That's it. Quick and simple. And let's see what else is over here. How about the whole grain spaghetti with Italian turkey sausage, arugula, and balsamic tomato sauce? All right, this prep time of 25 minutes. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 6 ounces of sweet or hot Italian turkey sausage, casings removed, 12 ounces of cherry tomatoes or multicolored cherry tomatoes, halved if very large, 1 cup of chopped yellow onion, 6 small garlic cloves thinly sliced, 1 quarter cup of dry white wine, 2.5 cups of unsalted chicken stock, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 8 ounces of whole grain spaghetti noodles broken in half, 5 ounces of baby arugula, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 3 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley, 1 quarter cup of finely grated Parmesan cheese. So the steps here are to heat the oil in a Dutch oven over medium-high. Add sausage and cook, stirring often to break into pieces till sausage is barely pink, about 4 minutes. Add tomatoes, onion, and garlic and cook, stirring often until vegetables are softened, about 4 more minutes. Add wine and cook until reduced by half, about 2 minutes, scraping the bottom of Dutch oven to release any browned bits. Add chicken stock and pepper. Bring to a boil. Add broken pasta and stir, making sure pasta is mostly submerged. Reduce heat to medium, cover and cook until pasta is al dente, about 7 minutes. Step 2, remove it from the heat. Stir in the arugula and vinegar. Toss until the arugula is wilted. That should take about 1 minute. Spoon 1.5 cups in each of 4 bowls and top each bowl with basil and 1 tablespoon of cheese. Enjoy. And that is all the time we have for this week's reading from eatingwell.com. This is Mark Breitenstein signing off and wishing you a good week.